the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
So, Holiday Club and the Big Top. Well, obviously, because we've got a circus theme, we have a big tent for our Holiday Club logo. And I was racking my brain for a circus-type Bible story to share with you this morning. There aren't that many, I have to say. But there is one which kind of fits quite well, because we've got a Big Top logo. And I'll come onto that in just a moment. But first of all, I wonder who's actually going camping this summer. Just want to put your hands up if you're going on a family holiday club, a family holiday trip, or DCYC, or Soul Survivor, or something like that. Yes, quite a few of you going camping. Thank you. That's good to know. Excellent. Okay, well, if you're going camping, I'm sure that one of the last things that you want to see is one of these. Okay, they kind of strike terror into your heart, don't they, when you're driving along. A diversion, because you know that you are not going to get where you want to get to by the time you want to get there. And it's so frustrating, isn't it, when there are diversions. And it's true when we're journeying, and it's true of our lives as well. Sometimes our lives don't go where we want them to go, and that's frustrating. But the Bible story we're going to look at this morning reminds us that God is with us in our diversions as well as everything else. Okay, so that's our logo. The Bible story that's about a big tent had a rather different looking tent. It looked like this. And I wonder if anybody can tell me what the name of this big tent in the Bible is. Anybody know what it's called? Chang Chang knows. What's it called, Chang Chang? It's called a tabernacle. You see, contact isn't wasted. Look at that. Just fantastic. He knew. The more theology course is doing its stuff. It's called the tabernacle. Great. And I want to talk a little bit about this tabernacle. But first of all, let's just find out where it is in God's big story, shall we? God's people were slaves in a country. Which country were they slaves in? Anybody? Yes, Hannah. Egypt. Well done. Recognize those pictures of Egypt there. They were slaves in Egypt, and God brought them out of slavery. And anybody tell me the name of the leader who brought them out? Yes, Ryan. Moses. Thank you. And the sea parted before Moses because God gave him the power to do that, didn't it? And the people walked out of the land. And God said, you've been slaves, I'm going to take you into a new country, a land flowing with milk and honey, the Bible says. In other words, a land full of good things. And Moses sent spies into the land to find out what it was going to be like. And it was amazing. They came back with these enormous bunches of grapes. Can you see how big that bunch of grapes is? Those are big grapes, aren't they? But this was the problem. In that country, there were also, as well as giant grapes, there were giant people. And God's people, when they heard about the giant people, suddenly started getting afraid. They said, we like the giant grapes, not so sure about the giant people. That's a bit scary. And again, we can be like that, can't we? It's so easy for us to focus on the problems that are around us, the things that worry us, and to forget that we have the most amazing God who's on our side if we know and love the Lord Jesus. And the people forgot that. And God said, I'm really disappointed with you for not trusting me, for not believing me enough. So I'm going to have to teach you something. We're going to have to go on a diversion so that you can learn to trust me better. Does anybody know how long this diversion lasted? Jacob, do you know? 40 years. 40 years! Can you imagine a diversion that lasts for 40 years? If I'm 40 minutes late as a result of a diversion, I'm quite cross. 40 years. But here's the amazing thing about this story. God goes with them on their journey. In fact, God leads his people on their journey. And the way he did it was like this. The people all had their own tents to live in. And God's special tent, the tabernacle, was in the middle of the camp. And the Bible says that there was a great big pillar of cloud, and at night time it was lit up with fire as well. And you can see it in this picture here. It's quite dramatic in this painting, doesn't it? And the Bible says that when that pillar got up and moved, the people packed up their camp and moved with it. They were following God. God was with them. He was showing he was with them, and he was leading them on their journey. So that's what it looked like, the tabernacle with that amazing pillar over it to show that God was with his people. Now, I did a little bit of research to try and find out how big the tabernacle was. And I learnt that bit with curtains around the outside was about half a football pitch, if you can imagine that. And then I tried to find out how big the actual tabernacle was. Okay, now, I got this map, or this picture here. It showed me how big it was, but here's the problem. It said everything was in cubits. And I don't know if you use cubits these days to measure your living room and stuff like that, but we don't, okay? So I need a bit of help to work out how big this is. I need to find out how big 30 cubits by 10 cubits is, which is how big the tabernacle was. And I'm going to need some helpers to do that. If you're feeling a little restless, would you like to stand up and just come down to the front? Because you can help me with this. If you'd like to stand up for a moment. Anybody at all, doesn't matter how old you are. Come down, guys. I thought you might be a bit restless. Come down. Come down to the front. I need loads of you, actually. So I need loads of potentially restless people. Very good. Okay. And if you're on the front row, you can stand up as well. Everybody in the front row can stand up. You'll be good. Okay. Good stuff. Right, guys. Spread out a little bit. Kind of maybe touch your hands together and spread out along here and go down this aisle down here. This one here where Helen is, that's it. Okay, spread out a little bit. Need to spread out more. Come on, come along a bit, that's it. And start going down the aisle and we need to go six chairs back. Okay, so count six, right. When you get to the sixth one, you can stop there. Okay, have we got to number six? Should be pretty much where that door is, actually. That's about number six. That's about good, right, okay. Right, your tent poles holding up the tabernacle, well done. And if you're in row number six, could you stand up as well, please, if you're in row number six? So that's that row there. Well, it's the goody row. Thank you very much. And go across, that's it. You guys, you're all... And the next one, that's it. Fantastic. You are the tabernacle. That's how big the tabernacle was. Okay, and now this is the special bit. If you're in this block of seats here, will you stand up? In between those walls. And also, if you're in the first line here of seats, just the very first line, can you stand up? You are the Holy of Holies. I knew it as soon as I come in. You were looking particularly holy this morning, Yuda. Well done. Thank you very much. That's how big the tabernacle was. That just gives you an idea of the scale. Thank you, guys. You can go and sit yourselves down. That's great. Very helpful indeed. So that's how God showed he was with his people. That's where God met with his people when they were on this big diversion. But you know what? He had an even better, a much, much better way of coming to meet with his people. And to find out about that, we need to go forward a little bit in the Bible story. In fact, we need to go forward 1,500 years, which takes us to the beginning of the Gospel of John. And at the beginning of John's Gospel, as Nathan already reminded us in his Bible reading, actually, which wasn't from the beginning of John, but it's talked about the same thing, John tells us that God himself came down to earth in the person of his son Jesus. And I want us to read together a verse from the Bible. Now, if you're able to read, if you can see the words on the screen, can we read this out loud together? Should we just do that now? Here we go. The Word became a human being. He made his home with us. We have seen his glory. It is the glory of the one and only Son. He came from the Father, and he was full of grace and truth. Thank you. Okay, so that's talking about Jesus coming down to live with us. Do you know what it says in the original language, he made his home with us? Do you know what it says? It says he tabernacled with us. That's what it literally means. So John is telling his readers, when you think about Jesus coming down to show us God living with us, cast your mind back to what it was like for those Israelites. Now it's bigger, now it's better, now it's much more personal, he's saying. God is living with his people. Now let's go forward a little bit more in the Bible story. This time we're going to fast forward 33 years. Jesus came as a baby, he grew up to be a man. And he told his friends some amazing things. One of the things he told his friends is that he was going to have to go back to heaven to be with God. But he didn't want his friends to be worried about that. He wanted them to know that he was going to be with them still. And so, can we read this again? We've got a nice poster this time to read the verse together. Shall we read it out loud if you can see the words on the screen? Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Thank you. So Jesus is saying, if you know me, if you love me, if you trust me, if I'm your Lord and Saviour, I will come and will live in you. God himself will come and live in you through the Holy Spirit. That's an amazing thought, isn't it? God is going to come and make us like his tabernacle, his tent. He's going to come and live in us. And that's something we're going to be thinking about in our school age holiday club next week. So come and find out more about that. That's an amazing promise for all of us if we accept Jesus. But there's an even bigger promise, not just for us as individual people, but for the whole world. And for that, we need to, again, fast forward in the Bible story. But this time, I can't tell you how long we need to fast forward for, because it's a picture of the end. And I don't know when that's going to be. It's in the very last book of the Bible. But when, I don't know it's going to happen. It will happen, but when, I don't know. But this is the promise. It's a beautiful vision of hope for the future. And again, can we read it out loud? Here we go. Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Thank you. Isn't that a beautiful vision of the future? And I know that there are people in this room today who are mourning the loss of a loved one. I know there are people who are in pain. I know there are people who are sad because of stuff that's going on in their lives. God says one day all of those things will be done away with forever. He will wipe every tear from our eyes. But how does God describe it? He talks about coming to live with us. And once again, if we think about the original, what it literally means, it's tabernacling. God says, I'm going to come and tabernacle with you. I did it when you were in the desert for a while, but now I'm going to come and do it forever. And I'm never, ever going to leave you. I'm always going to be with you. And the whole earth will be full of my glory as the waters cover the sea. That's the theme of the big tent story in the Bible, from beginning to end. And I think that's an amazing encouragement to us. Okay, just put your hands up again if you're going camping again this summer, would you? Just remind me. Fantastic. Great guys that they back there going after Soul Survivor and stuff. Lovely. Fantastic. My hope is that you will have nice weather, that you won't have very many diversions en route to your destination. But my prayer is that when you're under canvas, you will meet the God who wants to tabernacle with you this summer. And you'll go further in your relationship with him when you're able to chill out with your family and friends a little bit over your holiday time. And hands up if you're going to holiday club, either as a helper or one of the participants. Lovely, loads of you, great. Guys, thank you. My prayer for you in our big top is that you will get a sense of what it means to be part of God's family, to live with the God who wants to dwell in your heart. And I pray that for loads of us who are at Holiday Club, it'll be a great moment in our journey with God to take us further with him. Amen.